with Larry Herb, a.k.a. Major Nelson, on Xbox Live. And I'm doing good. And we forget, who better than to give the Xbox building tour?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how long has this new building actually been here?
We've been in this building for about 2 years. It was a brand new complex that was built, especially for the Entertainment and Devices division, of which Xbox is part of. So we've been here for just about 2 years.
And where were you before?
We were down in a different office park, different Microsoft campus, kind of down towards the end of the road next to a gravel pit.
Next to all the copies of E.T.
Something. Yeah, exactly. It's just bad.
Well, so this is the main campus, and this is actually the newest building,
yeah,
and probably one of the prettiest buildings.
It's the newest, and I don't know if you've seen this. Have you gone downstairs?
Yeah, well, what do you mean, like the basement downstairs or floor one?
No, apparently we have like the largest parking garage west of the Mississippi.
The one I get lost in every time I come over.
Actually,
yeah, no, I'm very familiar with the parking garage. It is. It's massive. But we're standing right here. We're going to shoot our future Xbox 101s and some other things. So tell me about this.
So this is our brand new studio. This is actually the first time we've ever done a behind the scenes, so you guys are getting a preview. This is the first time we just moved into the studio because we needed to have a separate set for Kinect. Kinect launches in November. So we have this set right here, which is where sometimes I'll do some things. In fact, see right here? Let's just pan
it. T for Tina.
All right, there's my mark.
We got your own mark right there.
Perfect.
So this is kind of where we're doing a lot of stuff here. I'll do some majors minutes in here. You'll do some stuff in here. And then when we do Kinect, we'll be over in this set right over here. So they're right next to each other.
So what's neat about the setup is that, you know, our offices and stuff, and I'm not in this particular building.
Right.
You are, and most of the Xbox team is, are right outside.
What we wanted to do is we needed a studio that was close to where all the action is. And as you'll see in a minute when we walk around, as I said, the developers and the testers and the project managers and everybody is right here, literally within 200 feet of where we're standing.
I'm in a different building that actually doesn't even have a cafeteria. You have way more than a cafeteria where the Xbox team goes to eat.
Yeah.
You have something called the Commons, which looks a little bit like Disney World. But tell us about where you guys eat and how that works.
Yeah, it was kind of weird when we moved in. You know, we had been at this other facility. We moved in. It was like, is this really all for us? It's this beautiful facility. It's two floors. It's kind of like the ultimate food court. You know, it's got two levels. It's got a bunch of different options. I mean, everything from Asian to Italian to Mexican to Indian, and all sorts of foods. I mean, it's a great place to eat, but more importantly, it's a great place to hang out.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of people. What's interesting with this campus, I've noticed, because I've been to a lot of campuses, is that this campus, well, they designed it in such a way that there's a lot of investment in the public areas. So even though the offices may be pretty small, we're trying to push people out into the public areas for better collaboration.
And it's more than food. There's a bank.
You
could buy a bike.
There's a bank. There's a bike. There's all every single wireless provider here has an office there, so you can go over and charge up your phone or do something if you need to get that fixed.
And there's TVs everywhere, and everything's connected to Wi-Fi, so you can work at all. There's no excuse to never work. It's not like, I'm at lunch, I can't work. It's like, nope, you're connected.
No, you're connected.
So enjoy that, you know, organic salad bar. And there's a giant, tell us about the giant elephant in Studio D, because there's a few Xbox buildings. We're in Studio A.
Yeah, so there's A, B, C, and D. A is the building we're in right now, and that's primarily the software team, where, as I said earlier, our team that programs the Xbox 360 dashboard, the team that writes and tests the software for, the dashboard software. Yeah. And then over in B, we have our operations team, Xbox Live Operations. Again, the buildings look very similar, but they're right next to each other. We also have the hardware team over there that is working, obviously, on, you know, developing accessories and so on and so forth. And then over in building C and D is where we have our marketing and PR teams and so on and so forth. And in building D is where we have the brand new elephant. So for those of you that remember the Kinect launch where we had Cirque du Soleil, you and I were there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That was actually one of the big pieces that came in. So they actually brought it in and reassembled this beautiful elephant right in the lobby.
It's fantastic. It's gorgeous. And you think, oh, it's an elephant. And then you get up close and personal and you're like, wow, this thing is... It's beautiful.
Oh, it's a piece of art.
Yeah, it's an incredible piece of art. And we saw some Star Trek holograms, so it's pretty neat. It's a lot of fun over here, but I think what people really want to see is where people work.
Yeah.
You know, let's go see
the
guts. I do. Can we go for a walk?
Let's go outside and take a look.
So this is the fourth floor of what seemed, and we're overlooking the lobby?
No, this is actually the main atrium, so this is a private area. You need to get your security badge to get in here, but this is kind of the main collaboration space for all of the teams. I mean, it's kind of the central hub for everything that happens in the building. It's like when you're talking to somebody on IM going, hey, let's meet in the lobby in 5 minutes and we'll come down here and grab a quick meeting.
And they make it pleasant. There's a coffee shop down there. You can grab a sandwich.
Yep.
We get free coffee and sodas here at Microsoft.
But right.
You can actually pay for one if you want.
Yeah, if you want to have something special.
So it's really just sort of missing a bar. You mentioned a hotel lobby.
Yeah, it feels like a hotel lobby. All we need is a nice high-end bar and maybe a grand piano, and then we'll be all set.
Okay, and are there offices and stuff? Is this all conference rooms, or there's actually offices
there's
up
actually,
here as well?
We have conference rooms all around here, and like Don Matrix, who's the big VP, he's right down the hallway here. Okay.
Should we go say hi?
He's probably not here.
Are they all platinum hits or no? They're all games.
These are just all games.
It's a wall of games.
Yeah, it's a wall of games. These are just some of the titles that that have shipped on Xbox 360. And what better way to celebrate the great games we have than kind of put up the game cases?
No, I think so too. I think it's inspiring, and it's a great look at our history as well. And we have a conference room right here, but it's kind of a cool technology the way we book our meetings.
Yeah.
So you can kind of come here and see who's
got
the room reserved.
You can actually see right now this book. We've got this whole thing right here that tells you who's in the room, what's going on, and I can say, what other rooms are available? And it will actually query the server and come back and say, I need to find, this is available in another room. Really, it's where people can hook up their console and test games out, test some of the stuff they're working on out. The goal when they designed this building was to have lots of little areas where people can get together and have impromptu meetings, whether it's 2 people, 4 people, 10 people, or 30 people.
So, when we were up there, we were looking down. Now this is the atrium. I got my coffee.
You're all set to
go. There's our coffee shop. But let's go through to some of the actual cubicles and see.
Yeah.
And tell me, who does what?
On this floor down here is where we have what we call a live engagement team. And that's the team that really works on Xbox Live programming the dashboard.
Okay.
So we talked about a lot of the features upstairs. So we'll go down this way. So in addition, a lot of the team is also working on Xbox.com, working on a lot of the elements connect that are related to the upcoming Windows Phone 7 launch.
Yes,
you're gonna be able to get Xbox Live on your phone. So you see we have kind of some plans of what we're doing up here, kind of some examples of what the new pages are gonna look like when they relaunch it, which just happened actually. So down here is also, and past the design team, we have the rest of the team that works on the Xbox 360 dashboard programming.
The programmers.
Right. So this, when I say programming, I mean stuff that you see in it, not people that actually write code.
No.
So a lot of the Inside Xbox team that works on the dashboard is located in here. I mean, this is kind of what the offices look like.
So actually your office and Colin's office and Susan, and which is the Xbox Live, Inside Xbox team.
Yep. So this is kind of a look at my office right here, which I'm in the process of, it's always in a state of disrepair, but this is kind of part of it. I shoot some of the Inside Xbox right in here. This will kind of give you an idea of what's going on. It's a little crazy, but it gets the job done.
But you get the fun toys.
Yeah.
Every time I need a toy, I call Larry.
Frankly, I'm not in there that much. I'm pretty much in the studio most of the time as well.
Yeah. Well, I think this was a great look at the Xbox building.
Hope
I appreciate
it.
Major Nelson.
Tina, thank you for coming by.
Absolutely.
You are always welcome to come by
and
bring your friends.
And we'll see you online, right?
Alrighty.